Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You better call the Hallmark Channel. Get that new Christmas movie idea.
Yeah, it's a good one. Santa's Threat.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide parenting or bad parenting.
Oh, wait, I think I said that wrong. It's the Santa Threat.
The Santa Threat.
Because Santa's not threatening.
Saturday night at 8 on the Hallmark Channel.
You are threatening that Santa will not show up this year if you do not behave. Do you want me to call Santa and tell him?
That's happened in every single household. I swear to God.
It's terrible, though.
It's the leverage that you use to keep your kids from getting so crazy around the holidays.
I know. I don't like it, though. I'm going to vote for bad parenting, even though I've done it. But yeah. I did it too much, and I went too extreme with actually telling Bob, our little elf on the shelf, not to come back for a week. It was just bad. It was traumatic. It was terrible. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. I do not say that's a good idea. What do you do?
I've done it, and they've shaped up. I mean, you canceled Christmas. It's hard to keep your foot on that one. But it backfired on you, you said, right?
Absolutely. The guilt. It, like, didn't faze the children. At first it did. It was traumatizing. I mean, when my little, I still can see her walking down the stairs and the look on her face when she was looking for our elf on the shelf and could not find Bob and left a note that said, I'm not coming back till you, you know, up or I shipped out, you know, kind
of.
Oh,
my goodness.
And I was like, God, what did I do? Who pushed me to this point? This is terrible. From that day forward, I said, the Santa threat is terrible.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, you always need leverage with your kids. Remember how we used
really
to?
Does it really work?
Yeah, remember how we used to, like, I got Summer Jam tickets, but you got to be good. You got to be good for the Summer Jam tickets. And then you put them on the fridge, and if they're bad, you take them off the fridge. Remember when we used to do that over on PXY?
I don't like the threats. It never worked for me. I don't know. Maybe you guys think it's good parenting and you do it, but
I think it worked for me because the kids knew that I was so lame that I'd forget to get them a present or something. So they're like, oh, no, Dad. Oh, no, we're good. We're going to be good. Buzz, good or bad parenting? Is the Santa threat a real thing, or how'd you handle that? Hi, Buzz.
Good morning, Scott. Happy day before Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, same to you. So have you used the Santa threat in your household?
Actually, I've done a step up on that. Ooh. Ever since Facebook, I put a message out there. It's Christmas crazies. Call me up, and I will be Santa on the phone.
You just offer that up to anybody? You just scared little random children?
They text me what the kids want for Christmas. They text me the kid's name.
Uh-huh.
All right. And they tell me the crap they've done in the past couple of days. And my friend still actually has me in his phone as North Pole.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So I've done that for almost 10 years now, and it still works. Granted, some of the kids have gotten older. But I have fun doing it. I don't be mean. I don't be condescending. But they've also found out what their kids really want for Christmas talking to me. Uh-huh. Because I texted back to their parents. So it's kind of worked out.
Oh, my God.
Why don't they just call the real Santa? Why you?
I'm a big, fat, jolly guy. We've already established this. I give out full-size candy bars. I don't give out full-size candy cakes.
Thank you, man.
Come on now.
I love
it. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Have a great day.
Take it easy.
Bye now, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.